Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov has rejected criticism by the U.S. of its military actions in Syria. Ryabkov said that it was unacceptable to call for restraint around the city of Aleppo, where Syrian forces are engaged in fierce clashes with foreign-backed militants. U.S. airstrikes on the Libyan city of Sirte continue for a second day. U.S. President Barack Obama said the air raids were important for America's national security interests. Forces loyal to the unity government in Libya have been engaged in heavy clashes with the Daesh terrorists in Sirte over the past weeks. Fighting rages on between Syrian forces and Western-backed militants in the west and southwest of the flashpoint city of Aleppo. Syrian fighter jets are significantly active, and militants have so far failed to infiltrate into army-held areas in the western parts of the city. Bahraini demonstrators have rallied in the capital Manama during a funeral ceremony for a man who died while in custody. Bahrain's interior ministry claims Jassim Hassan Al-Haiki died of an unspecified medical condition. However, his family rejects the claim, saying he was tortured to death. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the United States is not fully committed to last July's landmark nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5+1 group. Rouhani added that Washington has failed to seize the cooperation opportunities provided after the accord. U.S. President Barack Obama has once again stressed that Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is, quote, unfit to serve as president of the country. Obama added that Trump does not have the basic knowledge about political issues in the world. The death toll from flooding caused by heavy monsoon rains in India has passed 150. Continuous downpours have damaged large swathes of agricultural land in the northeastern states of Bihar, Assam, and Himachal Pradesh. Around 1 million people are now taking shelter in government-operated aid camps. At least 23 people have been killed and 20 others injured in a bomb attack in the Libyan city of Benghazi. The blast targeted a gathering of security forces in a residential area that has been the scene of fighting between rebel groups and a regional government controlling eastern parts of the country.